Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday, I'm here from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Again, it's 7 years already. So I feel like in home, and I feel really like in home today because I'm surrounded by the most wonderful friends that anybody can dream about. Oh, not only because some of them are Polish and I'm Polish, but because they all represent art, the best, the highest level of art. They are loving music and they are involved in a film festivals, and I'm sure a lot of people who are watching our show and listening to our show know my dear friend Władek Juszkiewicz. Hi, Władeczku!
Hello,
Facebook fans. Władek Juszkiewicz, he's a director of Polish Film Festival LA. Yes?
Yes.
Władeczku, how many years?
20 years,
that's always that's all what I do. I always, whenever Vlad is coming, I say, how many years you are already directing this amazing film festival that we are so proud of, Vladek? Because of you coming here today with your guest H.B. Barnum, I feel really honored to have the show and have all of us in one place.
We are honored that HB and Life Choir is part of the festival, so it's double honor.
Obvious, we will be explaining all the connections because they are very, very close. And I'm telling you, HB Barnum, who is one of the most known arrangers, producers, and also founder of the amazing gospel choir called Life.
I'd like to say that to all the guys.
But really, you, outside of gospel soul, you have a Polish soul in you, so we need to describe these connections. But because of Ronnie, your name is?
Ronnie Coleman Sr.
See, he says Ronnie, I say Ronnie. So Ronnie, because of Ronnie, really, I'm sure Polish Film Festival got connected with the choir, because you are singing in the choir too?
What happened was I was a member of the choir prior to Vladek being a member.
So for people who don't know, Vladek has many hats, wears many hats, but one of them, yes, director of Polish Film Festival LA, and also he has beautiful voice, and you love to sing, and I don't know what to say, but putting the choir into Polish Film Festival with many very, very amazing Polish artists. This was like genius move.
Everything happened by accident.
And probably H.B. Barnum didn't even know that.
Nothing happened by accident.
You're right. Many years ago, he's just Polish, yeah, if he wants or not. Okay, today, this is like big surprise, but we have in the studio also beautiful lady. And she's originally from Poland, but her heart and her talent is just worldly. We will play one of her newest songs. She was here a few months ago, I think like in August
July.
So, okay, introduce yourself, because I'm very, very proud to say that she won Voice of Poland a year and a half ago, yes?
Yes, thank you so much. And Marta Gałuszewska, nice to see you guys.
Marta Gałuszewska. So not easy for anybody to repeat this name, but I hope soon whole world will be learning how to just call her. Or maybe she will just be Marta and we will laugh anyway.
But something out.
Yes, so she's here only for a few days in Los Angeles. She has some studio sessions. So I'm so happy she could make it today and we'll be playing her newest single. And she sounds great. I'm sure everybody will love it. So let's start from our the most important guest of the hour. So you were 4 years old when you started to play piano in singing, yes?
Actually, I didn't play piano until I was maybe six. I was preaching and acting a fool.
Okay, so I was asking you if you had a sister or brother. You have a sister. So right. Your mama probably very soon found out that you are very, very talented, and then she said, "Oh my gosh, what I will do?"
Actually, we didn't know I had talent. I would say almost stranded in Phoenix, Arizona, where we came from Texas. My mother and I, we hitchhiked from Texas when I was three. And we wound up in Phoenix. And while in Phoenix, there was a contest, United States contest, looking for a little kid who could tap dance and sing and act crazy. And I won the contest.
Look at you. You see, how can you predict stuff like that? Life is so beautiful, full of surprises. And again, this meeting today, this is like magic. Magic happened. Mm-hmm. Because if everybody starts listening to us and understand how people's life can commingle in the most beautiful way, and just we'll be learning that life is full of surprises. That's but right. In age of six, you said somebody else also discovered that you are very talented. And from this moment on, you are pursuing music?
Well, when we came to Los Angeles, we were able to have a piano in the house. And I didn't take lessons, but I banged on the piano. And I was discovered by a gentleman named Johnny Grant, who was the mayor of Hollywood.
Hello.
Johnny. And he used me in all of his shows. I used to come out and open all the shows.
That's magic. That was magic, too.
Yeah, it was really magic.
So really, some magical lady came and said, "You will be a star." You are a star. So because you were very, very young when you were signed to Capitol Records, it's like 19, 20 years old.
I was actually signed to Imperial first.
First Imperial.
When I was 7 years old.
With the group.
No, I was by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah, then they gave me the name Pee Wee Barnum.
And you had your solo career as a singer, Pee Wee Barnum.
I used to open all the shows for Johnny Grant, and I wound up doing a lot of radio shows. At CBS Playhouse, Amos and Andy radio show, Jack Benny radio show. And I did radio shows for about 6 years. Okay. And playing piano, opening other shows. And that led to, just learning instruments. And the rest is luck.
Okay, but from learning instruments to arranging for orchestra and developing style of music that you represent, this is like far away. Can you tell us how this happened?
No. Learning instruments, and because if you played an instrument and you were a good athlete, you never had to go to any classes.
Interesting.
So from the time I was, say, 6 or 7, I had an aptitude to learn different instruments. Just from the book, take an instrument and learn.
Self-educated?
Well, people helped me, but, more or less take it from the book and learn instruments. So by the time I got to high school, I could play the violin, I could play the clarinet, I could play
piano.
Piano.
From age four.
I never say play. I say
understand.
I know a little bit about it, And so when I was in high school, I was able to go out and play with bands and always, travel. And from 13 on, I was on the road, traveling during the summer, traveling during the weekends. They used to have what they call the Chitlin' Circuit here. Oh. And the Chitlin' Circuit was, we would come in, say we would leave Friday morning or Friday afternoon after school. We'd play Bakersfield, Fresno, Merced, then we go up as far as Portland and be back Monday for school. So I was on the road. And
so, yes, you were touring, and of course, our beautiful young singer. Now we'll learn a little bit that, sometimes the tours were so heavy, but you still needed to go back to school.
All in the car, in the car with five guys in the car pulling
Fun.
A trailer.
We like
pulling
that.
Pulling a trailer.
Fun.
Big time.
Of course. I need to ask, money was there good?
You know, the first real good tour I went on, we did 92 days.
Okay.
We did 92 one-nighters in 96 days. All of the stops were at least 300 miles apart.
Okay.
So it was a bus with all of the acts on one bus. The acts were, just some of the acts, the Five Keys, the Five Satins, Little Richard, Fats Domino, Etta James.
Oh, my gosh. Names dropping.
The Robins, the Five Satins, Bill Doggett.
Oh.
Now, I was working with nine of those groups.
But you were very young. They were under 20?
That's right. I came out with my plaid coat on, and I played with the band. Then I ran off stage and put another coat on and came back and sang with the group. Then I went off, and I was making $90 a week and thought I was the boss.
$90
a
week.
Oh, I thought I was the boss.
You were rich. You were rich.
Gosh. Good money, whatever. I'm sure it was great, and obvious. You loved what you were doing, and your... Not only knowledge, talent grew and love for music, and you were meeting the most beautiful artists that in the future they really run the stage and TVs and radio.
I couldn't have anybody. The guys wouldn't let me stay up late. They wouldn't let me deal with any narcotics. They wouldn't let me drink. They wouldn't, for some reason, when they would get through and all the other guys would go out and party.
You were the baby.
Go to bed, kid. Get out of here.
Thank you. I hope
I was
in
blessed.
This life we have lots of people that we are, younger girls touring. They are watching you also because you are very young. We need to take care of you. Okay, so the Capitol Records, because you moved really to pop music, from pop music, from TV into more production and arranging, yes? Obviously, we are moving your life so fast forward, and I wish we will see you again, and so we can, stop and do decade, so we really know you. But we have only 50 minutes of show, and we have lots of music we want to play, so we need, speed up. Capitol Records, because we all want to know artists that you work with and you wrote for. I just mentioned to Marta, last name Puff Daddy. She was like, oh, because obviously that's somebody that is today very, very known for young people. But going back, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, that was later. Capitol Records was Tennessee Ernie Ford, K-Star, the Beach Boys, Frank Zappa.
Okay.
When did you work with the Beatles?
Huh?
When did you work with the Beatles?
I never worked with the Beatles. I worked on shows with the Beatles.
Okay.
And I met the Beatles when they were, before Ringo got with the group.
Wow.
So the pictures I have are I have pictures with, who was the other drummer? Peter Best was the drummer when I first met them. And when they came to Los Angeles for the first time, in order to get away from the crowd, they would always come to my house and hang out because My house is kind of secluded, and at the time, there were no houses there, just my house.
And no gate.
So they would come and stay at my place, you know.
So, yeah, there was more pop or rock artists, but Capitol Records, that's what it was. There was what the years?
Well, that was...
1967?
I'm only 21, so that was...
Of course. Of course.
That
forever.
Was 61, 62 during 61, that time when they first
62.
Came over.
Yeah. So you hold to the style of music or genre for a few years, and then you decided to move a little bit left or right. How did you pursue your own arranging, I'm not even mentioning later, for the movies, for the...
During the same time, I would spend 2 weeks at Capitol, and I would spend 2 weeks in Detroit with Motown.
Oh, come on.
So I did. So I was.
You were confused or not?
No, I was working.
Little more than $90 a week.
Oh yeah, by the time I was It was good by the time.
That's you. Yes, yeah, you are a star on every, you know, your point of your road. You really were doing something good. I think that something to do with your personality. You seem like a very nice gentleman. So I think this maybe helped you also being loved by people that you work with.
Well, thank you, but the fact is I couldn't get a real job, so...
Oh, no, you're a joker. I know you could. But yes, music is what you do,
yes,
and
ma'am.
That's why we are so lucky to have you.
Music is his life.
Music is his life.
This is my life.
So absolutely.
We're mentioning 1962 and 3 with Capitol Records, then Motown a little bit, and obvious, I don't know how fast I can jump to 1981, which we want to really... talk about a little bit more, because we have a music that we'll be presenting, and it's all about choir that you founded.
Yeah, in 1981. I had written a bunch of... I had worked in some gospel shows before with James Cleveland, and we had a major hit on Broadway called Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope, which we won. Tony won. I won it. I won Tony for the arrangement. I won I won the... what do they call it? Drama Critics Award, but the show was a big hit. So I had done gospel. So when I came home, I wanted to hear some of my gospel songs. So I just called a bunch of the background singers. My sister, who's one of the background singers, she's with Pink Floyd, she's with Humble Pie, Zappa. So we called 12 singers together, and we went over some songs, and somebody said, let's do it next week. So we did it next week. Then we did it next week. And before you know it, we have Life Choir.
Oh, my gosh. So 1981, Ronnie, you were from this year already part of the choir, because I understand the choir is very, very unusual, because people from every part of lives joined the choir. And how many people in 1981 were singing?
I didn't come until 1989.
Okay.
And my introduction to the choir was I had taken my sons to an art fair that was in the parking lot of the Hollywood Bowl. And I hear this sound coming from across the street, and I'm going, oh, my God. And my boys, they both said, okay, we know where to find you. And it was Life Choir.
Wow.
And I didn't realize who they were until probably 6 months later, because one of my choir members at church kept trying to get me to go to rehearsal with her, but I was in school at the time, and one night she said, Ronnie, you should go to choir with me. She said, never mind, you're in school. I said, no, I'm finished. Went that night, the rest is history.
Talking 1981 right now.
Dead right here and is infected.
So the choir is like 48 years young, almost, and does so many good things for community, for homeless people. And we will talk about this. And we'll talk also about story, how Polish Film Festival and director Władek Juszkiewicz became one of the singers of the choir and included this amazing choir in our festival, and also about trips to Poland, and not only, because choir was traveling all around the world. I think it's time for the music. What do you think?
Yes.
So why we are playing today, is this... Yes?
I just want to mention something. I didn't realize that HB and I are cosmically connected.
Cosmically connected.
Pee-wee?
Pee-wee.
Yeah, they call you Pee-wee too?
Yes.
So, what a discovery. First time on Acton on LA Talk Radio, we found out that both of them were called Pee-wee. How cool. That's very cool. Cute name. So, we have these 6 songs. Some of them I hope I can play full, and some of them I will be maybe fading out, because like I said, show is short, but I promise we'll be having you back, so we will play and
what
play any
think?
Music that you want. So if I may choose, I believe, is this the right song to start? Because we all believe. And when I said I believe, some phones start ringing. That's unusual.
power of God.
Beautiful. I think I will keep our speakers on so you all can sing live on it, because you all know the songs very well. This is 24 years ago, recording?
At least.
24, 25.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How can we fade out stuff like that and not... Oh, great. So I will go directly to second song. Why not? Yes? Oh, yes. Jesus loves me. Loves us. So,
oh, this is really old.
One of my favorites.
Your favorite. Yeah. So please start singing on the top of the track. If it's anything, I'll be so cool. This is like a premiere on Elite Talk Radio, of course. Yes.
This is one of our original members of the choir.
Yes.
The singing of this.
Wonderful. You said this is one of the oldest ones, yes? Recordings?
It's the first day, yeah.
Wow.
Jesus loves me.
Beautiful voice.
This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Oh,
Wow, what a voice. Of course, I fade out a little bit. We had some jumps, escapes, because it's one of the oldest recordings.
It's not the oldest recording. The lead singer on there is one of the original members.
Yes. Okay. So, Wadechko, Mr. Wadegiuszkiewicz, you got this amazing choir in your hands. You have one of the hottest events in Los Angeles.
The choir's in the HB hands, not in my hands.
When it comes to the Polish Film Festival, the idea of bringing a group to the festival was very natural to you. Did you see in the future that some of Polish artists will be singing with this group? Because I didn't mention, I mentioned that you are wearing lots of hats. You are also, or you were also manager for Maryla Rodowicz, one of the biggest Polish stars. So, and she was also, she was singing with the group in Poland. So please, tell us the story. How does this happen?
The first thing happened, I was singing in Poland in the choir, but mostly classical music, and closer to the gospel was Negro Spirituals. So I came over here, I was looking for the choir, but I couldn't find a choir which has this atmosphere with life ahead. And if I went as an accompanying person to Italy when H and Betty White went there. And if I was doing the pictures and video, all the things, but at the same time I was feeling the inside the group. And this is what got me. The atmosphere, the family of people. So when you come back, I joined the choir. It wasn't easy to join because it was completely foreign for me. Yeah. Gospel, I knew gospel, but singing gospel is completely different when listening to gospel.
Especially when we have H.B. Barnum having vision. Probably you had a vision.
And when you come from the choir, the classical music, everything is inside, and here is everything outside. Yeah. So it really wasn't that easy, but I went through. And when Maryla found out that I'm singing with the gospel choir, she said, Vadek, my dream is to sing with the gospel choir. So I said, okay. And
we are talking Maryla Rodowicz. This is one of the biggest names in Europe, or Eastern Europe and Europe, really. She's an amazing singer.
And she was preparing a Carnival 2000 concert in 1999. And I was trying to kind of maneuver so I can do both, and the choir in the concert in Poland and the festival. But what happened, it was exactly the same, the exact time. So we only practice. Because they're singing in Polish. It was the first time.
Yes, that's. I want to make big accent on that. That this beautiful group of people who practically sings exclusively, probably in English, learned Polish language, the hardest language in the world.
The entire concert we sing in Polish.
Amazing. Till this day, the most beautiful group of people, when they open their mouth, the Polish is just perfect.
You know,
him.
And I remember from the recording when the concert ended in Poland and Maryla started singing Jak dobrze nam zdobywać góry.
Oh, that's not easy. Jak dobrze nam zdobywać góry. Repeat, please.
They didn't practice this piece with the choir. But when she started talking, she started involving and it's like, hey, and suddenly she called Ruth
Davis.
Davis, sing with her. And suddenly Maria started, Jesus! So it was, it's how the bridge goes and extends to certain levels. So when they passed the exam singing in Polish, so next year I asked them to sing the Polish national anthem at the festival. It is Leszczyk's history for 19
That's
years.
History. It's one of the coolest moments when opening night is happening and is in Egyptian theater. Everybody, please go to the website.
PolishFilmAlley.org.
And please, I'm not only saying please donate money, because we need money, we need support. It's 20th years. This festival is really growing amazingly. And the first night is just fundraiser. So it's still many months before next year. Not so many.
No,
go so
year.
Fast this year. So we need money. We need all new people, and everybody needs to come to listen to the live choir.
Yeah, if you don't want donate to the festival, donate to the choir.
Well, donate to the choir too.
Donate to both.
Donate to both, yes. But really, really, this is history here. We are talking about history, 48 years young choir. So it's amazing what we do here.
And we also invite anyone and everyone to come to our rehearsals. And to find out where we're rehearsing, when we're rehearsing, what's going on with live choir.
How we can contact you or H.B. Barnum or Władek Juszkiewicz if somebody wants to join the choir.
You can just call 323-467-LIFE.
Perfect.
323-467-LIFE.
And I
think, go to the website.
Livechoir.com.
Perfect. So I think this is a good moment because we are talking about a lot of singers and a lot of amazing artists who are joining the choir, and young blood is welcomed. So, you know, we have this amazing, beautiful girl. I just want people to hear her music. Marta, maybe one day you will be singing with choir.
Because
this will be amazing. We all want to sing with choir.
Come back and do something with us for the festival.
I would love that.
She will love it. Okay, we need you closer to the microphone. How many days you are here? And what are you working on right now? And let's play your song.
Okay, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm listening to what you guys have done all this time, and I'm like so small here.
No.
She's small really because of a chair is lower than ours.
That's
she's
right.
The biggest... growing beautiful star on
you're so nice.
No, music will speak for that. So a year ago you won the biggest competition, vocal competition in the world. It happened was in Poland, Polish Voice. So right now you are working on your album.
Yes, I am. I actually have many songs that haven't been released yet, but thankfully the EP has been out for January or February now, I can't remember, but we released four songs, one of which you're going to play, and thank you for that, because this is honestly, this one's really important to me. And yes, I'm staying in LA for a few days, like I'm leaving Wednesday, I think, and I have a few sessions, like writing sessions in the studios with people who agreed to work with me, even though like they don't know me, but like they agreed to work with me, so I'm super thankful. So hopefully we have some song that that you could play the next time I'm here.
Absolutely, any time. We love you so much, and Reasons, that's the title of your new single, and drives us crazy because some of her videos are available in Europe and they're not available in America, which for young star like that, this is just hurting. So we need some producers who are involved in Los Angeles and listening to her music. Who, obviously, she has new music coming out of Los Angeles that we will create some videos so whole world can see her here. Okay, she's dynamic on the videos. She is just one of the kind. Reasons.
Try me, 'cause I got no reason higher. Hurry up, boy, blame me for the things that she's done to you, baby. Baby, no. I can pretend that I'm sorry and I put up with your fight, but we're a different story. We're walking down the highway, just come and join my ride. I promise you no heartache. I got no to walk away, I promise I ain't leaving. Won't do you wrong the way she did. Oh, I got no reasons. I got no reasons. I got no reasons to walk out on your baby like. Go back to fight all your demons, your problems. To walk away, I promise I ain't leaving.
How much we love her.
If the video is half as good as the regular hit, it's going to be a smash.
She is really, really good. Vladek and Mr. H.B. Barnum and Ronnie, we have so many great, young, talented Polish artists, not mentioning Natasha Mira, who also is my daughter, and you know I want her to sing on the Polish Film Festival.
As I'm listening to this, I was thinking how cool it would be for you and Natasha to do something together.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Okay, Mr. HB, could I play Natasha Mira song? It's a different style. It's more a film scores-like, but she's also 24, very talented, beautiful
just
friends.
3 years older than me.
Yeah. I know. And I'm 18 forever. So, you know, I just would love, I will fade out because song is also longer, but you will hear how beautiful this singers are. So Natasha Mira, my daughter, calling out to me.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I want to be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I never thought I'd find my destiny, but it's calling out. Starlight, I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be.
Beautiful young, beautiful artists. They really are creating their own styles, and they're just so talented. Yes. And film festival music, film music, and she with Natasha.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you see the two of them? Can't you?
That would be amazing. I'm sure, obviously, my daughter and she can sing anything, so it's
and
not
you
about
you. And you add to this live choir, and Mietek Szczęśniak, and we have...
and Mietek Szczęśniak, then we have the youth, and we have a reason for young people to dream, to become... maybe live choirs, solist also. Yeah, we need the stars. We need the young people. We need an unusual style of music. And I know all of you can make this happen.
We need to hear more about these people than all the stuff they put on TV. But
Yes. How beautiful. Okay, we are proud parents of our children, of course.
No, that's okay.
So now we need to play, because I want to play The Little Light or Jesus Unhooked.
Yeah.
Or which one? Which one we are?
Little light,
softly.
This little light of mine, yeah.
This little light of mine. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the energy! We want to have live concerts like that, shows like that. So everybody, where is the next Polish Film Festival?
October 16th to 24th.
October 16th. So we need everybody to come to the website.
That's right.
PolishFilmLA.org.
PolishFilmLA.org. So everybody can see pictures and a history of the film festival. What a festival it is. And it's growing. And live shows we have soon with very young and wonderful new stars. So, and we have lovely energy in this song. So I love the part of rap. I love everything about it. So come on. We are really recreating great atmosphere here too. Everybody who wants to join the choir, go to
LifeChoir.com or call 323-467-LIFE. And LIFE is an acronym for Love, Inspiration, Faith, Everlasting.
And if I can add the most beautiful things ever that I think of over the 40-something, 8 years, you had a honor and privilege to feed a lot of homeless people on a Thanksgiving dinner with the choir.
We've been very blessed. We're part of a food program with LA County that feeds about 4,100 a day. We also have an annual Thanksgiving feast where we personally feed about between 11 and 1,400. And we do all the cooking
and the serving, and we even entertain at the.
We need to make the show before this event so we can maybe bring people and who want to help, who want to just, you know us better. Because come on, you know, I see what people are writing on the Facebook, how much you are changing people's lives, and it's just amazing. The choir.
Well, one of the things is Mr. Barnum is so generous with his talent. He is. You are.
We also have a golf tournament every year.
Oh, hello. bigger money. He doesn't want to hear about
it. But he is. He's very generous with his talent. He's very generous with his time. And he helps people all the time.
Everybody, please, on Accent On and on Ilona Europa, my Facebook, on Facebook, I printed whole bio, the most long I could. It's really worth to read for people to understand what a magnificent talent and wonderful human being we have on the show right now, the H.B. Barnum. This is so beautiful. You mentioned one of this letter in Life Choir is word faith. So I would like you to listen for 1 minute Ilona Europa's song,
okay.
And it's called Faith. So,
okay.
Yes, so I think it's appropriate and it's, you know, a little Spanish, but in feeling, but a little bit, just so you know my voice.
It becomes a music show, not talk show.
I know, who needs a talk show when we have music and talk?
To lean on your strength, but always did fall. solo tú mi amor verás, te quiero para siempre.
So, song is long, so I don't want to play.
Can you make gospel from that? Uh-huh. Can you make gospel from that?
You don't have to make gospel. We're so fortunate to have music. I mean, we can communicate all of it. And, you know, if we were politicians or something, we'd be arguing. But right now, the music, it's also...
And so many different styles of music we are playing right now. And really, shows like that, I think, can touch every heart.
Yes.
So the energy is there, and we have two more songs that I would like to play. One of this, Joy to the World or Softly. We are almost done with the show, but I know you will be back. Promise, will you be
back?
All of us will be back, and you too. You need to book tickets like right now, you know, for the show and for the festival, of course.
Well, we got to get her back for the festival.
Absolutely.
We definitely got to.
So we'll take care of that, but for right now, did we forget something to mention before end of the show? Because I want to finish Softly or Joy to the World.
Well,
what would you like?
I want to invite you, first of all, on July 7th. We're going to be singing at Disney Center with the Inner City Youth Orchestra, 100-piece orchestra. And we're going to have about 150 voices. And we're doing a tribute to Aretha Franklin, my old boss.
Oh.
And I've written a 30-minute, we call it the Aretha Suite. So there's dialogue with Angela Bassett will be there to do the dialogue for us, and the choir will be singing, and
amazing, amazing evening this would be, and this
it's
is
going to be amazing.
Oh my gosh, it's July 7th, and I hope you will be back.
We'll
post on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. We'll do a little bit commercial for today. I need to say bye bye, and I'm almost crying because I want to. To of course this to be forever, you know, and talk a little bit more, but we will. And maybe Mietek Szcześnik, which he's here, will come back really talk and will play some music that he records together with live
new
choir.
Gospel song.
We just finished a new album. It is fantastic. He's such a great singer.
He's amazing.
Awesome. Such an amazing.
We have him so many times
on
our show.
So
we are so proud. You know, he has. Where the soul came from, I have no idea.
He's my
but
friend too. That's a good thing.
Okay, so softly for a little
softly
bit,
colleges.
For a
yes,
little
softly.
Bit, because yes, I know it's already too late. But
if your life's singing by the minute, not much joy left.
Next Monday. Thank you so much for today. Bye bye, Ilona Europa.
Accent on with Ilona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.